Lecomte missed the Polo Cafe. Walked to the darker street in San Francisco's underworld. Turned down the blacker alley. Stop at the worst tavern you come to. That will be the Polo Cafe. Men don't go there for entertainment. They go to talk business. Crooked business.
Excuse me, mister. This table taken?
I'm sitting here.
I don't mean that. Anyone else? You alone?
Yeah?
Mind if I sit down?
Yeah.
I'm not just trying to be social, understand? This is business. Only last week I said to myself, Doc Nash is the fella I need.
You know me?
I do. And I want to talk business, Doc.
Sit down.
Thanks. Hey, call me Emery Hagen.
Hi there.
Hey, tell me you're a pretty smart, educated fella, Doc. With everything but luck.
Huh?
Take a look at this.
Worst counterfeiting job I've ever seen.
You're not telling me a thing. Listen, Doc. You ever hear of Barney Whale? He used to fight professional. Farmer Whale, they call him.
He runs a counterfeiting school over on the south side. For 500, the farmer teaches you how to make them. So he says.
I took those lessons, Doc.
You didn't study very hard. Those coins wouldn't fool a school kid.
The farmer holds out, Doc. He doesn't teach everything he knows. I finished up learning everything except the last step. I figure that's where you come in.
Go ahead.
Now, you don't get that doc title for being a sawbones, huh? They say you're a doctor of engineering. All right, we'll make a deal. I make the coins and bills as far as I can. You do the rest, huh? Well, you know all about these scientific things, like silver plating and presses and ink and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I do the groundwork. You add the artistic touch. It's as simple as that. What do you say, huh?
How do we share?
50-50, Doc.
Well?
What do you say?
All right, it's a deal. We'll get started right away.
Gee, that's great, Doc. I always
and
knew
it. Emery.
Yeah, Doc.
Don't call me Doc. Now, come on, we'll show Uncle Sam how money ought to be made.
Reporting for duty. Been assigned by Mrs.
Charlie.
You home in half an hour for dinner. Let's go.
Hey. Miserable father in presence of son like Reed before storm. Cannot even solemn walls of police headquarters restrain son's violence?
Not when there's Cantonese duck for dinner.
Honorable mother has prepared duck. This sad disappointment indeed.
Are you kidding? You know you're crazy about duck. Now, come on, Pa.
Father does not refer to menu, but to departmental duty, which will delay attendance for dinner.
What duty?
Very strange telephone call to police requiring instant investigation.
What's it all about?
Woman recently complained about kidnapping of husband.
Well, what's strange about that, Pop? Husbands get kidnapped all the time.
Woman complains kidnappers do not request a ransom. Instead, are paying her ransom.
Paying her ransom? For the love of... Well, I think we better see her right away. Maybe we can straighten it up before dinner. I'll drive you. What's her name and address?
Lady resides at 1215 Muir Hill. His wife of Dr. John Nash.
Please sit down, Inspector Chan.
Many thanks. Regarding your strange telephone call, Mrs. Nash, we'll give facts briefly, please.
It's the strangest thing, Inspector. I don't know what to make of it. John, well, he hadn't been doing well lately. And 2 months ago, he came home and told me he'd got a good job. A chance to start engineering work down in Texas. Well, he left home and it all seemed true. He wrote every week wonderful romantic letters and sent money. And I was happy until I went to the library this morning.
Source of grief, please.
I was looking through an old novel in the library. I found that all my husband's romantic letters, all the details of the people he was meeting and the work he was doing... was taken out of that novel.
Holy smoke.
I've got the novel and some of John's letters here. You can compare them. I've marked the passages in the book.
This most strange.
All the envelopes are postmarked Texas. And they're dated right, Pop.
Yes.
I thought maybe John was being held. Maybe he was in some kind of trouble. And whoever had got him was sending the letters to... Well, I don't know.
You cannot understand why money was sent, if that was true, eh? Yes, these ancient eyes perceived two $20 bills in most recent letter, have been wrapped around with newspaper for security. Why should kidnappers send money?
It doesn't make sense.
Investigation of newspaper wrappings makes sense if son will examine same. Exercise vision, please. Sheets of newspaper have been cut from San Francisco papers.
Why, I never noticed.
They ought to be Texas papers, if he's really in Texas.
Very good. Number one son leaps to correct conclusions. Now we inquire. If Dr. Nash is not in Texas, why does he copy passages from book in attempt to convince wife that...
Well, what is it, Pop?
One moment.
Why are you staring at the money, Inspector?
Because second question answered by same. $20 bills packed in envelope are counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
Both bills. One might be accident. Two inspire this ancient person with suspicious doubts. We'll begin search for husband tomorrow morning at Office of Secret Service, Mrs. Nash. But are afraid we'll not find same kidnapped. We'll find Dr. Nash engaged in manufacture of currency.
By George, Chan, you don't know how happy we are to see you at Secret Service with your bit of news.
Our most kind to miserable old Charlie Chan, Mr. Dean.
This ties in perfectly with our problem.
You've got troubles too, Mr. Dean?
For the past month, we've been flooded with the finest counterfeit notes and coins we've ever seen. Detection for the inexperienced eye is practically impossible. Here, look these over.
Ah, yes.
Now you bring in your evidence, and it's the biggest break we've had so far. Nash has been sending his wife the same counterfeit notes that have been bothering us. He's an expert engineer. He must be behind these expert jobs.
This person of same opinion.
So let's get after Nash, both of us. We'll keep in touch with each other, and between us, we'll break him wide open.
If any breakage performed will be by esteemed Secret Service, Charlie Chan will only fracture small splinter. Come, son. We'll now go out and search for same.
But where?
In offices of Merchant Tong, whose sign is three golden suns. Father refers to pawnbroker. Truly, a pawn shop contains all the secrets of the world.
Oh, why try this one, Pop? It's the 35th hawk shop we've been in.
Quite done. Good afternoon, Jim. What's your pleasure today?
Are interested in purchase of trophies, please.
You referring to trophies of the chase, Jim? Spears, arrows, stuffed heads? I got a fine moose head back in the
back. Refer to trophies of sport. Loving Cup.
Ah. Loving Cup. Sorry. Fella come last week and bought me out.
Ah. No doubt was dreaded business rival of this person. Mr. Richard Wu, eh?
No. This wasn't no Richard Wu. It's a fellow which used to be a prize fighter. Farmer Wade. Remember him? Went away. Big cauliflower he is. Hangs around the polo cafe. I guess he's kind of punch drunk buying up all them Loving Cups.
Oh. Truly is written, he who begins search must be prepared to find what is not lost. Come, son.
Drop around next week, Dick. I'm expecting a big shipment right after the tennis tournament.
It's most annoying. I'm searching for John Nash, but repeatedly find nothing but former pugilist, Farmer Wales.
Pop, will you please explain? I'm all mixed up. What's all this about Loving Cup?
Attention. Biggest problem of counterfeiter is obtaining proper metal for coins.
So?
Cheapest and best imitation of silver is Britannia metal.
I get it. A counterfeiter's going around buying up old Loving Cups to turn into phony coins.
At last, miserable son exercises brain.
And you thought Nash should be buying Loving Cups.
Precisely. But father has discovered only purchaser of same is pugilist Farmer Whale. Perhaps same is in business partnership with Dr. Nash. Fact makes immediate location of Farmer Whale urgent.
He hangs out in Apollo Cafe.
Notorious abode of felon. Unfortunately, father too well known by underworld to visit same without recognition. Therefore, becomes reluctant duty to send number one son on dangerous mission.
They will recognize me, huh? So go ahead, Pop. I'm with you.
How eagerly youth welcomes danger.
You want me to hang around the Apollo Cafe, right? Until I locate this whale character.
Yes. Father will provide son with inferior counterfeit coin. If and when pugilist located, son will display same to suspect and let nature take natural criminal course.
And then what?
Do no more. Make an appointment for a future meeting. Then report back to father.
Sir, let me buy you another drink, Farmer.
you got good bringing up, kid. So as I was saying, I dropped Smiler with the left that could have punched holes in a... Hey, where'd you get that money?
Just got paid off, Farmer.
Don't hand me that. Where'd you get the money?
Oh, gee, Farmer.
Come on.
Maybe I better be going.
Don't sit where you are. Now, listen to me, kid. You're only a pint size. You're all right. I can see that. You make this money, huh?
What about it?
That's no good. That's what? You couldn't fool a baby with them. Now, take a look at this.
I'm looking, Farmer.
Uncle Sam had nothing to do with it.
You're kidding.
Oh, I'm not kid. I make pretty good stuff. And I could teach you how.
How?
What's your name?
Tommy Wu.
You got $500, Tommy?
I could raise it.
Then you come with me, Tommy. You're going to get yourself a college education for $500. You come with me, Tommy, and I'll teach you so much, you won't ever have to work for a living again.
It looks as though Charlie Chan's number one son is all set to discover a valuable clue in the case of the romantic engineer. But now, here is your announcer. And now, back to the incomparable Charlie Chan. Tracking down a gang of counterfeiters involved in the disappearance of mining engineer Dr. John Nash, Charlie Chan has sent his son to the Polo Cafe to seek out a certain ex-pugilist, Farmer Wales, believed in some way to be connected with the case. Some time has passed since Chan's son left the cafe, accompanied by Wales. And now at the door of the cellar that serves as the farmer's workshop.
What's the idea, locking the door?
I don't take chances, kid. I got a nice business here. There's always a chance to be some coppers trying to queer things for me. But you're all right, kid. Come on now, I'll explain the layout. And as soon as you raise that 500, I start teaching you. Hold it. Don't say nothing. Yeah?
Farmer, open up.
For who?
This is Nash. What's the matter, kid?
I've heard about him. He's dynamite.
Well, whatever. I'm TNT.
Farmer, I want to talk to you.
Go ahead, Doc. Don't call me Doc. I'll call you what I like. Think your piece or get on your way in front of the boy. The kid's all right.
Farmer, we want you to stop operating. Get out of this city. Your rotten, cheap counterfeiting is making things dangerous for us. The police are looking for you. They may end up finding us.
What do you mean, rotten, cheap counterfeiting?
Your work. Atrocious. You took $500 from Henry Haggard to teach him the game. You don't know enough to teach him. You can't...
Wait a minute! Tommy.
Yeah?
While me and Nash are talking business, suppose you see about getting hold of that $500 you were talking about, huh?
Got another chump, eh?
Shut up! Go ahead, Tommy. Get hold of that money and meet me back here. I'll be waiting. And then don't take too long.
All right, Farmer. All right, don't worry. I'll be back sooner than you think. This is it, Pop. Farmer Wales' place. Come on.
Slowly, son. It is written. Much is accomplished through delay. Show father door of pugilist workshop.
But aren't you going in to arrest him?
This person never carries firearms. Would you have father engage in heated argument with lethal weapons?
But that's it. The door to the cellar. Hey, it's open, Pop.
Very strange. Farmer Whale notoriously cautious, according to your report. Come.
Pop!
Silence. Enter and close door.
Golly, that's Farmer Whale on the floor.
Regret to inform son that solution of case won by courage of fame is now lost. Farmer Whale dead, has been murdered. Alongside body, these ancient eyes perceive cartridge ejected from automatic pistol.
I get it. It's the shot that killed Farmer, huh?
No doubt. One bullet in the heart. Cartridge is especially interesting.
Why?
may lead us to Dr. Nash after all. His special 9mm Luger cartridge manufactured for Luger pistol. Very few dealers sell such cartridges in city. May be possible to trace sales to hideout of Dr. Nash.
So we follow this lead, huh?
After son notifies homicide division of murder. Must request son to depart instantly in search of public telephone. Father will remain with body.
Okay, Pop. Back in a flash.
Also telephone agent Dean of Secret Service regarding counterfeiting plant in cellar. Then return.
Right away, Pop.
Hello, kid. So you've been in there already, eh? Father told you to come back. I didn't expect you'd get back so soon. That's a pity, kid. You're in a jam. Don't move.
No, I'm not moving.
You're coming back to my place. Maybe I can work out a way to keep you alive, maybe not. You know too much. Right now, I'd say you've got about one chance in a million.
I don't like this, Doc. I'm not in favor of it.
Don't call me Doc.
I bashed my brains out working out an airtight alibi, and you waltz in with a kid. Well, there's only one thing to do. If he knows you were the last person with Farmer, go ahead, get rid of him.
You don't have to. I've got a good memory for forgetting.
I didn't finish him off right away, Emery, because there was something screwy about him. I just worked out what it is.
I'm listening.
There's a Chinese detective operating in town. His name is Charlie Chan. His kid works with him. This is the kid.
Holy smoke!
The kid's the breathing space we need. We're going to use him to keep Chan running in circles until we can pack the plant and move it out of the city. Come on, Junior. You're going to write a letter to your daddy. This time it isn't coming out of any romantic novel.
Inspector Chan, this is a ransom note. It will cost you money to get your son back alive. If you want to do business, instruct the announcer on station WSAN to cough before giving the midnight time signal tonight. So you will know this note is not a fake. We have forced your boy to write it and sign it with his name. Sign, Tan Xian Fang Shi. So now, Mr. Dean, are aware of fate of lost number one son.
How'd you get that, Mr. Chen?
Was thrown through window of police headquarters 5 minutes ago.
It's 11 o'clock now. You've got less than an hour.
Yes.
You go ahead and take care of your boy, Chen. I'll continue with the Nash case.
One and the same case, Mr. Dean. Connection obvious. No doubt Nash was lurking near scene of murder. Captured son, an attempt to mislead father with kidnapping threat. Quickest way to rescue son is to capture Nash.
But we don't know where to look, Chen.
Already know where to look. Son has instructed father. Has utilized native intelligence to inform father of locality. Has done the same with signature of letter. Kan Xian Fang Shi, not number one son's Chinese name. His message.
Message?
Translation is, look for me at Market Square.
Give me 5 minutes, Chan. I'll have every available agent ready.
May take 10 minutes, Mr. Dean. This person also has preparations to make. Haste would be fatal. Is written. Every minute of preparation lost means extra hour of struggle. Charlie Chan makes no mistakes when gambling for life of son.
All right, Chan. We're all set. The homicide squad's got the square covered. Our agents are ready to move. All we've got to find is the right house.
Yes, Mr. Dean.
It's 11:45. That gives us 15 minutes to check every house and locate the right one. I've got squads ready for that job.
Have already located house, Mr. Dean.
What?
And this way, please. Homicide squad has traced clue of Luger bullets this person had good fortune to discover at scene of murder. Purchaser is resident of number 20, Market Square. Most probably residence of Dr. John Nash.
Signal,
told him to have the announcer cough before the midnight time signal.
How could he do that?
He'll do it. Police can do anything.
And then we're in the clear. What a brain you've got, Doc. Maybe I was pretty smart, too, when I joined up with you, huh?
You talk too much.
Huh? Keep quiet, Doc. All right.
Doc, turn off the radio.
It's late, Doc.
Turn off the lights, quick. Doc, I keep quiet and do what I tell you.
Okay, okay.
Get to the right window. I'll take the lift. Be careful.
Dr. John Nash. You are trapped, Dr. Nash.
Doc, shut up.
Have police fool's got his men around the wrong house. They've surrounded number 10 across the way. We've got nothing to worry about. Put your gun away.
What do you know?
Listen to them blazing away. I can hardly hear myself think. What a laugh, Emery. What a laugh. Oh, look at them. Sneaking around number 10 like kids playing cowboys and Indians. Where do they think they're going? Who are they going to get?
No one, what? Dr. Nash.
Chuck, behind us, it's Chad.
Chad, drop guns, please. Drop them. Many thanks. This person would deeply regret operation of riot gun in efficient hands of Mr. Dean at side. Prefer saving you for grimmer justice of court.
But the door was locked. You were down in the square after the wrong house. How'd you...
After this miserable person unties number one son and removes gag from mouth of same, Charlie Chan will relate parable of foolish detective and clever crook and explain how foolishness can sometimes be wisdom.
Golly, Pop. Oh, what a pleasure to be driving home tonight. I thought you'd never find me.
Father could not fail after son wrote clear instructions in ransom letter.
Oh, that was a break. When Nash said he wanted me to sign my name, I told him I'd do it in Chinese to make sure you knew it was me. I acted scared.
You're very wise of miserable son. It is written, sometimes fear is great wisdom.
But I still can't see how you sneaked into Nash's place and ambushed him with Mr. Dean.
It was extremely simple. Your father played fool and had police attack wrong building. While Nash and Haggard stared out windows and laughed, this person picked lock with skeleton key.
And that's why you had that shooting, huh? To distract Nash and Haggard?
Yes.
But they heard you broadcasting down in the square in the public address. I heard you, too.
Son forgets miracle of time that enables person to be in two places at same time. Father refers to phonograph record. Had speech recorded at police headquarters before coming to Market Square. Broadcast same from police public address truck.
And I guess Nash forgot about that, too. And he was so clever.
Dr. Nash forgot that no wisdom is any greater than purpose for which same is used. Duly is written, he who sows grain shall reap grain, that he who sows thistles will reap sorrow. Hey, get careful, son.
Oh, it's all right, Pop. I'm just in a hurry to get home.
It's obvious miserable Charlie Chan must get new son or new automobile for sale. Or else son will have to find new father.
Oh, if you put it that way, Pop, I'll slow down. I wouldn't want to trade you in. After all, there's only one Charlie Chan.
Before relating our next exciting adventure, here is an answer with words of wisdom. In next adventure involving curious Ride of the Sea Witch, this inferior person required to discover motive behind series of strange crimes committed on board yacht. Charlie Chan say, excessive persons are dangerous. Beware man who gives too much will end in taking. Say, good night. Thank you.
Adventures of Charlie Chan are based on the famous character created by Earl De Biggers. Charlie Chan is played by William Reese. This is a Great Gibson Radio production produced by Red Johnson.